This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that maybe, just maybe, could be ambling toward some kind of legislative progress. The American people overwhelmingly, Republicans, Democrats, all sides, favor the aspects of the infrastructure bill. It's always referred to as the bipartisan infrastructure bill because it is. It was adopted with the vote and support of 18 U.S. senators. And there's actually no real opposition to the infrastructure bill except from the very, very, very extreme liberals, the strident radicals of the squad and of the Bernie Sanders, Bernie bros. And people like AOC and Ilhan Omar and Pramila Jayapal, all of whom say they won't allow the infrastructure bill to go forward unless this big new Build Back Better bill comes first. And that is first ironed out. They're now trying to work that out among the Democrats. And one of the things that I think people are going to be asking about when they reach a decision point coming up 1 year from now, when we have that 2022 decisive election for the off-year control of the House and the Senate, they're going to be asking, are these people competent? What is it about the Democrats that leads them to such a profound disagreement and inability to agree, and especially when you talk about the gigantic amounts of money all sides are talking about spending, which on all sides it's too much for conservatives and probably way too much for the country. Bernie Sanders today cited the figure $6 trillion. They were up there at 3.5 trillion, I think, was the latest number. And then there was Joe Manchin, which was pushing to reduce it to a 2.0 trillion. And these are trillions of dollars they're arguing about. Apparently today on the Senate floor, there was an exchange between Joe Manchin and Bernie Sanders, two Democrats representing the most moderate wing of the Democratic Party and the most radical wing of the Democratic Party. And Bernie Sanders losing his temper because he's not getting his way. What is he going to hold his breath? And guy, you know, guy's 80 years old, but what is he going to do? Hold his breath until he gets what he wants? And he shouted at Joe Manchin across the Senate floor, we should really be getting $6 trillion, and Joe Manchin shouted back, "How about zero?" And which I may be what they end up with. President Biden spoke about that last night. We will get to that. But first, the polling continues to show a fairly daunting prospect for Joe Biden. There's three different polls. The Biden's approval rating has tanked, that according to CNBC. Again, that is not a conservative source. CNBC is part of this NBC network. The poll was released last night. It shows 41% of Americans approve of Biden's job performance, which is the worst ever in the history of polling for someone at this point as a president. Only one exception that was even worse by a bit. His name was Trump. But the negative 11-point margin is a double-digit shift from July when Biden held a 3% positive advantage in terms of approval-disapproval. Back in July, 48% approved, 45% disapproved. It's now 52% disapproved, and you have only 41% who approve. Almost identical numbers according to Gallup. According to Gallup, President Biden's approval rating, they say it's leveling off at 42%. According to Gallup, that's released this morning. The survey conducted October 1st through 19th found 52% disapproving and 42% approving. So he's negative there by 10 points. The poll found Biden's approval rating essentially holding steady after sliding down to 43% in September, which was the first time Biden recorded a majority disapproval. And then it's all grim. And however, is it over? No, it's his third quarter. He still has another 3 years before he faces the electorate, if he does run again, which I doubt that he will. And they point out that Biden's, for the third quarter of his first year in office, which lasted from July 20th to October 19th, Biden's approval averaged 45%. All other elected presidents had higher rankings during that time, except for Donald Trump, whose approval rating was 37%. Okay, so 37% approval for Trump on average and 45% on average for Biden. But most of that has to do with his approval rating in the first months of office, where it's gone down substantially. He did a CNN town hall last night, and it wasn't a complete disaster. I mean, I think for people who were expecting Joe Biden to go up there and drool, he didn't. But he said a number of things that weren't quite accurate. He struggled for words at points. And while he seemed sympathetic, it was hard to watch him and not feel sorry for him, which is not what you want from a president in a situation like this, with economic challenges and all kinds of difficulties with gas prices, inflation in general, with the supply chain and the urgent public health crisis that's creating. Here is President Biden about the filibuster and the idea of getting rid of the filibuster. He showed himself at least some more open to it than he has in the past. And this is Biden on the town hall and his agenda on CNN with Anderson Cooper. Clip 5.
If, in fact, I get myself into, at this moment, the debate on the filibuster, I lose at least three votes right now to get what I have to get done on the economic side of the equation, the foreign policy side of the equation. So, what I have said, you're shaking your head no, but let me tell you something, Jack, it's the truth. Number one. Number two, what I have proposed in the meantime is, it used to be the filibuster, the way it worked, and we have 10 times as many, more than that, times the filibuster has been used since 1978. It used to be you had to stand on the floor and exhaust everything you had, and when you gave up the floor and someone else sought the floor, they had to talk until they finished. You're only allowed to do it a second time. After that, it's over. You vote. Somebody moved for the vote. I propose we bring that back now.
Okay, that is the supposedly moderate idea of changing the Senate rules. Frankly, I don't think it would make that much difference, because the people will find a way to stay on the floor. And then Biden was talking also about that one particular issue where he would consider, even now, changing the Senate rules and eliminating the filibuster. It's an issue that is tremendously important to some of his core constituency groups. What issue? We will let you know. We will also be talking a little bit about a new campaign ad for a conservative Republican that demands firing Fauci. Again, We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, reminding you of your opportunity at a budget price to go ahead and sign up to become a Medhead Plus member. That gives you access, free, to download any of our history programs. There are more than 80 of them. and including our ever-popular Thanksgiving special, which tells you the true backstory of the Pilgrims. All of that is available for free if you sign up as a MedHead member, our subscription service, which costs all of 22 cents a day. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com or see what you can get at michaelmedved.com as a MedHead Plus member at our history store. And look at the various titles and offerings and sets and more, all of which you can download for free with a new MedHead Plus membership. Okay, we're talking about President Biden last night speaking in favor of doing away with the filibuster concerning one issue. And this was actually, I think, an emotional moment for him because it was very... a passionate questioner who stood up and said, it was a black guy. He said, you had overwhelming support from black voters. He did. And asked us to trust you. And why haven't you done anything on issues that matter to us? And he said, like voting rights. Because there's this whole fiction, and it is a fiction, that somehow voting rights are jeopardized and they need to be basically shored up by a new Democratic voting rights bill, which isn't a voting rights bill. It is a pro-Democrat bill. And there are no civil rights threats to voting rights based upon race. And the idea that this is somehow a necessary intervention after we have just had record black turnouts about the last three elections in a row, that, it seems to me, is misleading. But here's what Biden said about the need, potentially, to do away with the filibuster to protect voting rights. This is clip 8.
When it comes to voting rights...
voting rights is equally as consequential.
When it comes to voting rights, just so I'm clear, though, you would entertain the notion of doing away with the filibuster on that one issue? Is that correct?
And maybe more.
And maybe other issues.
Okay, I can't believe he gets applause for doing away with the filibuster, which, how many Americans do you think really understand the filibuster and why this is an issue where there are lots of people on the left who will tell you honestly that this changes the whole way the Senate operates. And I guess if you want to change the whole way the Senate operates with a 50 Republicans in it and maybe more after next year, well, we will see. Biden was also asked about the removal of Thomas Jefferson from the chamber of the New York City Council, the statue that had been there since 1835. Wow. Here is what Jefferson said about that. Listen. What Jefferson said? Biden. Not too much of a comparison between Jefferson and Biden. Here's Biden.
New York City is removing a statue of Thomas Jefferson from its legislative chamber because of Jefferson's history as a slaveholder. Do you support that decision?
Well, I think that's up to the locality to decide what they want to do on that. Look, there's a lot of people who have no social redeeming value historically, and there's others who have made serious mistakes in terms of what exists now in terms of what we should be talking about, but have done an awful lot. And so the very thing, for example, I just spoke at the Martin Luther King dedication, and I pointed out that we're right across from the Lincoln Memorial. Well, you know, and you talked about and then the Jefferson Memorial. Mm. And what are we doing? I talked about how I said we're unique in all the world as a nation. We're the only nation founded on an idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal. And no nation's ever been founded on an idea. Have we ever lived up to it? No. But it's a pretty big idea that somebody wrote that down and got the rest of the country to agree to it. So it depends. It depends.
Let me bring
Okay. Again, he's right, except for throwing in that Jefferson did not write all men and women are created equal, because it used to be that when you said all men, it meant all human beings. But having said that, and by the way, even in our laws right now, we recognize that men and women are different. You are allowed to treat men and women differently on issues, well, like registering for the draft, where I know that there are people on the left who ardently want women to register for the draft as well. The thing about Jefferson. And it was interesting to try to follow the president's sort of rambling conversation there. He said he was going to leave it up to the locality, but then he did acknowledge that it was different than removing the statue. It had no redeeming virtue at all. By the way, whose statue has been taken down that had no redeeming virtues? Okay, I know somebody's going to, class, at the back of the class, somebody's raising a hand right now and saying, okay, I know who's has no redeeming virtue we have statues of. Nathan Bedford Forrest. He was a Confederate general. He was a fairly aggressive general. He was certainly a stalwart supporter of slavery, and he was one of the people who organized the Ku Klux Klan. I think it's very tough to make a case for Nathan Bedford Forrest or Jefferson Davis, for that matter. And I guess what President Biden was trying to say was, well, Jefferson is so important to us that you can make a very strong case. And in fact, it's the right case. It's ridiculous that basically they voted unanimously. There wasn't a single member of the New York City Council that voted against the removal of Thomas Jefferson. And Thomas Jefferson, it's not just the Declaration of Independence, though it's that. It's the Virginia Statute on Religious Liberty. It's founding of the University of Virginia and actually designing the buildings that are still standing that designated the University of Virginia. It's serving as president. And the great accomplishment of his president was more than doubling the size of the country by allowing his representatives to complete a deal and then shepherding that deal through Congress to double the size of the country with the Louisiana Purchase. That, by the way, is the kind of story you can read about or hear about at MedVet History Store, or in my book, The American Miracle. There will be something coming up that would require something like a miracle, it seems more and more, for the Democrats to try to change the direction of things that are heading a Republican way. Why? Coming up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted 229 to 202 on Thursday to hold former Trump strategist Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th Select Committee. The Justice Department will now consider bringing criminal charges against Bannon. Russian aircraft flew a bit too close to Alaska on Thursday, but apparently did not enter U.S. or Canadian airspace. The planes entered the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone, which extends for hundreds of miles beyond the shore. The incident came a day after Russia scrambled two fighter jets, escorting U.S. warplanes that were flying over the Black Sea. Actor Alec Baldwin fatally shot a cinematographer and injured a director during an accident when he fired a prop gun on the New Mexico movie set of the film Rust. No charges have been filed as of Thursday evening. Detectives are still interviewing witnesses. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is yet more excitement in the Virginia governor's race. It's as tight as a tick, as they say. And Terry McAuliffe, I think, stepped into it again. And if he loses this race in a state that had been overwhelmingly Democratic recently, Biden carried Virginia by 10 points. That's a 10 points. And now Glenn Youngkin, who no one had even known his name until he was a candidate for governor. He's a corporate executive. He's been a very effective candidate. And most people are looking at the recent polling, the most recent polling. If anything, it could be tilting slightly toward Youngkin. The Democrats, as people have expected, are doing better with the early voting, but many Republicans, following the urging of President Trump, it is assumed, will come out and vote on Election Day, which, of course, is November 3rd. Now, the point about all of this is that when you see a race and you see the desperation of the Democrats, when you see a race as close as this with even a slightest edge for Youngkin, which several of the polls show, it means he has an excellent chance for a surprise. By the way, the other governor's race, which nobody's paid attention to because the idea was that Phil Murphy, the Democratic governor of New Jersey, was just going to breeze. Well, it turns out the division in that race is 5 points now. And given the fact that in New Jersey, you also have that factor of people being more early, more ahead of time, more likely to use the early voting, is it possible that he could, Cittarelli, could the Republican candidate, could actually bring off a huge surprise in the state of New Jersey? Stranger things have happened. It's still unlikely. But it's less and less likely that Terry McAuliffe cruises to an easy victory, as was initially predicted, when he keeps sounding like this. This is an interview with CBS about the idea of critical race theory as an issue in public schools. Listen.
How are you going to work with those parents who have concerns about how things are being taught in schools across the Commonwealth?
Let's be very clear here. This is all generated by Glenn Youngkin. This is what MS-13, the Republicans, used on Governor Northam 4 years ago when he was running. They try to find a divisive tactic. Let me be crystal clear. Critical race theory is not taught in Virginia. Critical race theory has never been taught in Virginia. This is a racist dog whistle. And I hate it because it's pitting parents against parents and parents against teachers. That's what this is all about. But Ed, it's never been taught here.
Okay. I think he will be fact-checked on that. And he will be fact-checked on the real possibility that there are many people, and including many of his supporters, probably most of his supporters, if you talk about the state of Virginia, who want to see critical race theory taught. And it's one of the reasons that I think that the use of the term critical race theory to talk about some of these issues about what is taught in public schools is a mistake. Because when you say critical race theory, it makes it sound as if you have some racist objection to people being taught some of the very necessary things for all Americans to know about black history. And no one that I know of on the Republican side of things has objection to people being taught about some of the horrible details of slavery. I'll give you an example. I was talking last night to my brother, and we do these brotherly calls. Actually, I was talking to all three of my brothers, but I stayed afterward to talk to my brother Harry because his daughter had a really substantive and interesting question about the Civil War. And basically, why did the South think they could win when they were so badly outnumbered and the North had far more armaments, had far more railroads, a much more vital industry, and the South was clearly overmatched? They really didn't have a chance to win. And so we started talking a little bit about one of the realities of the Civil War, which I think is very important for people to recognize, which is the slavery system was not a hugely successful system for most of the South, and particularly for the Old South. And what I was recalling was something that my former black history professor, Eugene Genovese, who is internationally known historian of slavery, made a point that I've never forgotten, which was slavery was rotting as a system. It was, of course, rotten as a system, but it was also rotting as a system. It wasn't delivering any benefits for slave owners in the generation before the war in places like Virginia and North Carolina. And why not? Because the soil had been leached out. What they were doing, and they had begun to do, and this is just how evil slavery was, they had begun to use the plantations as breeding grounds. They would try to see people reproduce and then sell them down the river, as people said, to places like Louisiana and Alabama and Texas, where people still wanted to buy more slaves. It's horrible. It's horrible to treat human beings that day. It's profoundly evil. And that kind of thing is something that people should know about, because most Americans really don't know the history and how passionate and ultimately effective the opposition to slavery was. Something you got to find out about. Nobody is opposed to learning about those facts, even unpleasant facts about our country, in school. But what is inappropriate is to try to erase all the great things about our country. And by the way, all of the great efforts and sometimes incredibly sacrificial efforts that people went through as American patriots to try to
end the evil of slavery. And what a heroic effort that was in the United States. That's what the issue is. And when you're talking about using Howard Zinn's The People's History of America, which is a left-wing book that treats America as evil, when you do the 1619 Project, it's not just critical race theory, and it's not just about race. And the idea of trying to make everything about race, one of the things that's crazy is one of the groups that was pushing to remove the Jefferson statue, which we talked about in New York City, they had both the Latino caucus and the Asian caucus. And now, okay, did Jefferson, to the best of anyone's knowledge, show any hardship or oppression of Asians while he was president? There were actually, or any other time in his life, there were actually very few Asians in the United States at that time. And it's just the piling on and the piling on and the general sense that we should be guilty about our history rather than grateful. That is the thing that people should be opposing. And when you have McAuliffe coming again and now saying, oh, no, no, we don't advocate critical race theory. Well, why is it that advocates for critical race theory take up and oppose Glenn Youngkin actually trying to change it, to trying to block it, to treat, along with all the information you share with people, to actually also treat the glories of America and the credits for American leaders of the past? We will get to more, and a last bit of the on the border of the Biden town hall last night, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved show, if with all the confusion and the stop and go and this and that, and the desperate attempt to get a handle on the spending blueprint for the federal government that the Democrats were supposed to have done long ago, because they, after all, control the Congress. I mean, the idea that people obsess right now on an issue because the Democrats haven't done anything, even in a public relations sense, to try to address it. The issue is the border. And he was asked last night about why he hasn't made a visit to the border. And here is the comments of President Biden. It's clip 13.
Do you have plans to visit the southern border?
I've been there before, and I haven't. I mean, I know it well. I guess I should go down, but the whole point of it is I haven't had a whole hell of a lot of time to get down. I've been spending time going around looking at the $900 billion worth of damage done by hurricanes and floods and weather and traveling around the world. But I plan on, now my wife Jill has been down. She's been on both sides of the river. She's seen the circumstances there. She's looked into those places. You notice you're not seeing a lot of pictures of kids lying on top of one another looks like tarps on top of them.
Okay. This came up today with Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, and Peter Ducey basically saying that no, the president hasn't been down to the border. And then Jen Psaki saying, well, he drove past the border during the campaign and he didn't stop and tour it. Honest to God, the obsession with the president going to the border and stopping at the border, it seems picayune, but it's partially picayune because Biden could deal with it so easily. In other words, why not deal with it? And by the way, why not pay some attention to this issue, which was one of the issues among many you campaigned on? Why put it off till the end of your first year, which appears to be what's going to be happening, despite the fact that it's a mess and that the number of illegal border crossings has gone up? And though there may not be a humanitarian crisis anymore, or maybe less of one, this clearly has not been addressed. And when Biden says, well, I was just too busy going and inspecting the damage of hurricanes and storms and floods, this is a hurricane and a storm and a flood
for the people who live along the American border, the American citizens. And this is clearly a place of very real vulnerability for the Biden administration. And it leads to, well, it leads to sometimes responses like this. Now, this needs a little bit of background to follow. There's a Republican member of Congress whose name is Bill Posey. He represents the state of Florida. And last night, he ended a floor speech with saying, "Let's go, Brandon." And I had no idea what "Let's go, Brandon" is, but what this is "Let's go, Brandon" sounds kind of like "F you, Joe Biden," or just "F no you, F Joe Biden." Let's go, Brandon. And this is a euphemism that came about when fans during a college football game were heard chanting, "F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden," and a commentator said, "It sounds like they're chanting, 'Let's go, Brandon.'" So here's the what Bill Posey had to say, clip 9.
You know what they want? They want you to help put America back where you found it and leave it the hell alone. Let's go, Brandon. I yield back.
Well, there's our spirited discourse in America at this moment, which could we do better? Maybe. Speaking of spirited discourse, there's also a more debate about the criminal contempt citation that has been voted against Steve Bannon. And frankly, it's impossible to evaluate that unless you take a look at some of what Steve Bannon said in his podcast in January. And this is in public, nationally, it's what he wanted to communicate. Listen to this excerpt from his podcast that he delivered very directly to the people the day before the so-called Capitol riot, insurrection, call it what you will. It was a bad day for America. And this was Steve Bannon the day before. Listen.
All hell is going to break loose tomorrow. Just understand this. All hell is going to break loose tomorrow. It's going to be moving. It's going to be quick. This is not a day for fantasy. This is a day for maniacal focus. Focus, focus, focus. We're coming in right over the target, okay? Exactly. This is the point of attack we always wanted.
This is the point of attack we've always wanted. We're coming in right over the target. Maniacal focus, focus, focus. Maniacal is right. Is it reasonable for a congressional committee, which is trying to actually investigate the background of this situation, to try to at least put some questions to Steve Bannon? This is Adam Kinzinger, one of the two Republicans on that committee, commenting on the Steve Bannon contempt resolution, because he won't even answer questions about what he meant when he said this is the moment of attack. This is the point of attack. Listen to Adam Kinzinger.
Voting on a criminal contempt resolution is not the position we hoped to be in. But Steve Bannon went out of his way to earn this resolution before us, and now we must approve it. Mr. Bannon's willful disregard for the Select Committee's subpoena demonstrates his utter contempt for the American people's right to know how the attacks on January 6 came about. He has advanced a ludicrous legal argument in support of his decision not to cooperate or comply, a decision that defies the rule of law and rejects the will of the American people. Mr. Bannon's reported actions put him near the center of the investigation into the events surrounding January 6th. His own words strongly suggest that the actions of the mob that stormed the Capitol and invaded this very chamber came as no surprise to him. He and a few others were, by all accounts, involved in planning that day's events and encouraged by those who attacked the Capitol, our officers, and our democracy. I have no doubt that Mr. Bannon's scorn for our subpoena is real. But no one, and I repeat, no one, is above the law, and we need to hear from him.
Okay, my guess is at some point or another they probably will. And why not? In other words, when you listen to the words that Steve Bannon broadcast, when all hell is going to be break loose, this is the moment we have been waiting for, this is the point of attack, they're going to be interesting to try to hear him explain. And this is not to say that he is going to be criminally liable for something he said on January 5th, but for contempt of Congress, for defying an ability to even come forward and ask questions, that, it seems to me, is something where he is going to have to do a lot better than simply saying this is a Democratic political stunt. It's more than that. The January 6th was not just embarrassing. It was extremely dispiriting and bad for our country. And anyone who doesn't believe that it was, who believes it was healthy and a robust and appropriate protest of a controversial public issue, it was an attempt to block a certified election and to block its specific and final certification. Coming up on the MedVed Show, we will be talking about a new movie that came out originally as a novel in 1965, Dune. And it has something of a political background. Is it an anti-colonial background? But more to the point, is it a great movie, which many people, taking a look at early screenings, have suggested it is? We'll review that. We'll review Wes Anderson's French Dispatch and a remarkable new film about a school shooting. That's called Mass. That and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.